Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And you know that I am coming to you live with lots of love and just a little touch of southern flavor from warm, a little bit humid Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me today from all over the world. And my declaration over your life today is that when you begin to change what you say, think, and believe, you literally begin to change your world. Well, it is indeed a beautiful, warm, a little bit humid day here in Atlanta, and I've really enjoyed this day. How are you doing? Well, my prayer is that you are having a powerful day filled with unlimited possibilities and that you are expecting and experiencing the miraculous in your life today. Well, you know, I'm really getting excited, as you know. In about 2 weeks, I will be going on the Law of Attraction cruise. That's the cruise to transformation out of California. And I'm really getting excited about it. And I will be speaking on how to attract wealth and clients into your business. And so I will have an opportunity to meet many of you face-to-face for the first time. And I think that the thought of going on the cruise really hit me this week because, of course, being the very feminine woman that I am, I've been shopping and, of course, buying that special bathing suit, and I'm really looking forward to that experience and to meeting you. Well, today I have a great guest on my show today, and you're going to be very interested to see how our paths cross. Her name is Julia Rogers-Hamrick, and she's going to be teaching us on how to begin to choose easy world and let go of our struggles. How many of you need to do that? Strife, and how to live in a realm where everything is easy. Sounds almost too good to be true. So I want you to stay tuned. But before I introduce Julia, I have a couple of announcements that I would like to share. Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that I am one of the featured speakers on the Law of Attraction Cruise to Transformation. And so one of my listeners emailed me and asked me to speak at a big event that they were having in California. And I realized that I never mentioned that I would love to be the keynote speaker at your next business or networking event. I have been the featured speaker at Fortune 500 companies, networking groups, conferences, and churches. So if you're looking for someone who can customize a speech, energize your audience, and leave your participants empowered, please visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and just click on my speakers page and contact me. I would love to fly to your city to meet you personally and to empower your organization. Also, on next week, I have Dr. Caroline Leith from South Africa, who is a scientist and the author of Who Switched My Brain Off? And she will be sharing with us how our thoughts, emotions, and behavior patterns change our brains, thus determining our life experiences. It's a very fascinating book, and you're certainly going to be changed by that interview. But speaking of change today, are you ready? You're in for a real treat. My guest today is Julia Rogers-Hamrick. She is a spiritual growth facilitator since the mid-1980s, and she is a pioneer in teaching about the relationship between vibrational frequency and our experiences in life. She is also a visionary author and an intuitive counselor. and in a whisper from the divine, Julia was charged with the mission to share with the world, she's going to be sharing with the world tonight, an amazing understanding of the reality called Easy World. She is the author of Recreating Eden and Choosing Easy World. Well, it's very interesting how she and I met. People always ask me, how do I get the guest on my shows? And I always tell them that for me it has to be easy. I normally just call people or email people. But on this particular day, I just felt led. I said, I think that I'm going to go on Amazon.com and just look at some of the authors in the area of success and the law of attraction. And I think I must have written down about 10 names. And no one had a contact number, so I just went to the next person. And lo and behold, I called Julia. I woke her up. Of course, she lives in Denver, Colorado, and that is a two-hour time difference from Atlanta. She was so gracious and spoke with me, and we laughed about it, and we really believe that our coming together has been easy and it's really ordained by God. So, Julia, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Constance. I'm so excited to be with you.
And how are you doing?
Well, I'm just doing great. I love sharing about Easy World. So anytime I can do that, I'm, you know, automatically set up to feel good. Plus, I just swam. I exercised in the swimming pool, and that's another great hint for raising your vibration up to feel great. So I'm ready. Let's go.
Right. Well, you know, it was so interesting. I thought I would share with our listeners how easy it was for you and I to connect by just, I just felt led to just make a phone call. And with our listeners tonight and after reading your book, I believe that after they hear your story and some of the techniques that you're going to share tonight, that their life will become easier. So share with us how you were directed by the divine or God to teach people about Easy World.
All right. Well, I like to tell people that I'm the Easy World messenger, not because I'm always in Easy World, but maybe because I need it the most and I see the contrast as well as anyone else. And I discovered Easy World when I was way, way, way outside of Easy World, trying to manage a multifaceted project that really had me churned up and definitely, you know, though I didn't know the terminology then, definitely in difficult world. And I was trying to calm down and go to sleep, and my mind would not stop churning over this. You know how that is. I'm sure you've been there. We've all been there.
We have.
And so I finally did drop off to sleep, but then I woke back up at 4:20 in the morning, that time when, you know, you can't do much about what you're worrying about, but just lie there and think about it. And I was still just so exhausted, and finally I heard this voice. It sounded like an oasis in a vast desert, Constance. It said, Julia, you could just choose to live in an easy world where everything is easy. And immediately I felt this calm feeling and it felt like I was truly at a turning point, only I didn't really understand what a big turning point it was until later. And so I said, okay, well, this isn't working. You know, what I'm doing is not working, so I choose to live in easy world where everything is easy. So I said that to myself silently. And then I just turned over and took a deep breath and relaxed and fell asleep and slept like a baby. And the next morning when I got up, there were emails and phone messages waiting for me with solutions to the very problems that I had been so distraught over. And I don't want to be one of those people that says, oh, you need to read the book to find out. It's just not worth taking up our time, and we can be talking about more exciting,
okay,
applicable things to go through the details of what it was. But just suffice to say that all the problems were solved just, you know, with me relaxing, choosing Easy World, and allowing things to happen without interfering through that mental stress and worry. And it got my attention, Constance.
Well, I believe that, and when I read your book, I certainly can understand. I believe that your book is really a divine inspiration from God to help people, because I receive so many emails, Julia, and so many of my listeners live lives fraught with struggle and pain. So how can your message begin to empower them? Because we are taught that you have to struggle, you have to work hard for money, it takes two strings of income, you have to lose weight, it's a struggle, you have to beat the pavement in order to get your dream job, and we're almost trained to struggle. So share with my listeners your thoughts about how they can begin to change their lives from struggle and pain to easy world.
Sure. And even listening to you with that list, which is only a partial list of all the messages we get about how to live, it was just exhausting to listen to. You know, that's what we live with. We have those messages, those voices in our brains that tell us you have to do this, you have to do that, you should do this, you ought to do that. And it's really, those are what I call difficult world voices. Now, I have yet to have to explain difficult world to anybody. We all know what difficult world is. We instinctively know what difficult world is. We live in it most of the time.
Right.
And how our world was originally set up was for things to be easy. But somewhere along the line, we decided that an adventure would be something we'd like to undertake, and we activated the dynamics that created difficult world. Now, how you can, first off, let me just give you the easy world answer to how you can begin to change things, and that's just by choosing easy world, just like I did when I was in that struggle and strife trying to go to sleep that night when the whisper came. All you have to do is simply say, and now you're right, it sounds too easy to work, too good to be true, but I promise you it's not. You just say, I choose to live in easy world where everything is easy.
Okay, and I choose to live in easy world where everything is easy.
Yes.
So that's
and now,
a choice.
Yes, it's a choice. You know, sometimes you have to tell your logic-loving left brain, you have to get it to signify that you're making a choice. So I choose is where you're saying, okay, I'm making this choice to move out of the reality where I am that's difficult and into easy world. And once you say those words, you have brought your focus to what I call the threshold of easy world. But to get into easy world, you need to take these very simple actions, and you simply breathe.
I can do that.
Yeah, can you breathe for me? Everybody out there, you know, do this along with me, and it sounds, you know, it sounds like kindergarten, but it's simple and it works. So just breathe and then relax. Let the tension out of your muscles. And then allow is really kind of a double instruction. First off, you're going to allow anything that's going on in difficult world to just happen without you worrying about it, trying to control it, or any other involvement with it. But the other part of allowing is you're going to allow the powerful magnetic force field that is easy world, you're going to allow it to just draw you into it. And it's always going to draw you. In fact, it's your default reality as long as you're relaxed and allowing. It's when you're in resistance, when you're doing all these behaviors that are based on fear and resistance, that polarizes you to difficult world. But as long as you're relaxed and allowing, you move into easy world. Which is why, if you've ever had a massage and felt like you were floating and you just felt like all was right with the world, that's because you relaxed and you allowed. And when you have a massage, usually you don't have your clothes on, so there's nothing like being naked to realize you can't control anything. So massages are so great for getting you to easy world if you can just relax and let go. So The first thing you do is you say the easy world invocation. I choose to live in easy world where everything is easy. And then you do the easy world actions. You breathe and relax. And just allow things to go on without your interference. And also allow, and you can, in your allowing, you can sort of feel that easy world's just pulling you to it gently. And you can feel almost a change of place, feel a difference in the air quality. And you can feel that you've moved into a different realm than you were in, something gentler and not as harsh. And then the last little part of this section of the instructions is to enjoy. Now, when you're enjoying, it means you're in easy world, because easy world is the realm of joy. When you are in the vibrational realm of easy world, and we'll talk a little bit more if you want,
right,
if we get to it later about the difference in the vibrational levels. But when you reach a certain vibrational level, it catalyzes joy within you. It's your emotional response to being at the higher level of vibrational frequency. So enjoying is a part of it. So breathe, relax, allow, enjoy. And the last part, at first I didn't think it was all that important, but then I realized it actually is. And here it is. And watch the magic unfold. Because when you're looking for the magic, not in the doubting Thomas kind of way looking for the magic, but when you're just relaxed and expecting magic, guess what? Magic shows up. Magic happens, and you see it. And then your left brain has even more reason to choose easy world, because it begins to see that there's something to easy world beyond some airy-fairy notion. It's actually a practical strategy to managing your life. Choosing easy world makes it so that your life is being lived at a practical level, at a higher level where things work out. And difficult world doesn't offer that.
And so, Julia, so give my listeners an example of that. How would that work, for example, for someone who may be having a very difficult time financially? Just step by step, they would begin to say, I choose easy world, and then they would take the actions of just breathing and relaxing. They would just begin to allow God or the universe to unfold or manifest their heart's desires, and then they would enjoy where they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, if you're having a financial problem, one thing that happens is if when you get worried and you're freaking out about it, you do not have access to your highest wisdom and guidance. You are cut off from that aspect of you that knows what to do and when to do it in order to bring about the most harmonious possible results. And I say that your spirit is your personal easy world guide. It's the highest vibrational aspect of what you might want to call you as an individual. Of course, you are everything. We're all connected at this highest level where we're all one and we're all part of one, individuated aspects of one. You know, that gets to be a challenge when you start talking about who you are and who you aren't, because you're everyone and everything. But anyway, you are at the highest vibrational level you might want to think of as you. Your spirit has access to the wisdom of all that is. It knows everything that's going on in all throughout all creation is up to the nanosecond, or you know, even lesser of a time than that, knows what's going on, knows when it shifts again, knows what it is that you need to do to coordinate with what I call the design for harmony that undergirds easy world. And the design for harmony is what brings everything together in a cohesive fashion. It harmonizes everything to work together perfectly and beautifully to support the well-being of all. So if you are having financial problems, you are clearly not fully ensconced in the design for harmony, and you need to move yourself into the design for harmony so that, A, your experience is that of harmony and solutions, and so that you are available to the guidance from your spirit, who will always inspire you of what to do and when. And, you know, people, I will assure you that in Easy World, there are many times when you don't have to do a single thing and amazing outworkings occur, amazing solutions show up, and you just were floating on the float in the swimming pool or something, and then you discover,
wow,
oh, I relaxed and I allowed and things happen. But we are action-oriented beings, and we are equipped for action, and we would not be all that fulfilled if we never had to act, if we just laid around all the time. And, you know, like I said in the book, it might be fun to lay around eating bonbons for a few days, but after that, you'd be itching to do something. And so the only action that's supported in Easy World, the only way you can stay in Easy World while you're acting is if the actions are inspired actions. That means that your spirit prompted you to do, not your fear-based ego, not the, oh no, my bill is due in 3 days, I have no idea where the money's going to come from, what am I going to do? I actually had this experience, and this was before I knew to call it Easy World, but I've been on the spiritual path for quite a while and done a lot of different explorations and stuff. And one of the things that happened was I was working on a writing project. It was for a client. I used to write advertising copy. And it was a really fun project, and I was really into it. It was a very large and multifaceted project, and I was really into it. And I was on a deadline. And I realized that I had forgotten to even think about how was I going to pay a certain bill that was coming up that was a little over $200, and the rest of the money for the job that I was doing, well, I wasn't going to get it until after I finished the job, and it wasn't done yet. So I'm like, what am I going to do? And so I took a break and was driving out to this restaurant to pick up some dinner, and I started thinking about this issue, and I started singing like a little kid, like, I don't know where this money's coming from, but God knows, and I'm just going to trust, and I just, you know, I think it was even better, a little better tune than that, but I was just singing a prayer and just affirming, that the universe has all the money, and the universe is happy to give me some. And so I named how much money I needed. Actually, I said I need about $212. The next morning, when I went to the mailbox, in the mailbox were two checks combined to make $211. And the missing dollar was simply the universe's way of telling me, you need to be specific, because you said you needed about $212. But that's how easy, when you are not worrying about things, when you turn it over and trust Easy World, trust the universe, trust God, whatever language works for you. Easy World is God's world that she created for us to be able to thrive in. So when we align with God, our spirit, with Easy World, with trusting the universe, whatever that is, we're tapping into Easy World then, and Easy World comes through every time. Now, Easy World will not always come through if what it is that you're asking for is not in alignment with the design for harmony. So if you're just trying to test out the law of attraction and you say, I really want to manifest a cool red Ferrari, you may not find that that's supported in Easy World, because that may not be in alignment.
Well, speaking of the law of attraction, you're certainly an expert in the area of vibrational frequencies. Share with our listeners, in your own thinking and in your own experiences, what is the law of attraction, and how can people begin to implement or utilize it in their everyday lives?
Okay. You know, that's interesting. that you would ask that. I think
thank
that
you.
The law of attraction is a natural law that is about whatever it is. Okay, let me see. Now I wish I had my little diagram out. I have this cool diagram in my first book, Recreating Eden, that has magnets in it,
mm-hmm.
and it shows that your alignment determines what it is that you're going to attract or not attract. So this ties it in with choosing Easy World also, with Easy World also, that if you are being receptive to the design for harmony through listening to the voice of your spirit instead of to the voice of fear, what you're going to be attractive to are other things and circumstances and people, et cetera, that are also in alignment with the design for harmony. And like I said, your spirit knows what it is you need and desire and what's going to fulfill you and make you joyful and, you know, cause your heart to leap up.
Right.
And being in alignment with the design for harmony via your spirit is the way that you always attract that which is fulfilling. When you are instead trying to willfully make things happen, force things to happen, cook up things to prove the law, and so on and so forth, it's not that you can't create from that stance. You absolutely can. But what you're going to find is that what you create from the level of the ego or the fearful self are things that are in alignment with the ego and the fearful self. Things that are in alignment with difficult world, things that don't support your well-being and joy. So, you know, most of us know the thing about, you know, we vibrate in a certain way and we attract a vibrational match to whatever it is that our vibration is. But I think the sort of the missing piece of the law of attraction is the understanding that we are straddling two creative matrixes. The creative matrix that I call Easy World, the design for harmony, and then the other creative matrix is Difficult World, the design for disharmony. And let me assure you, there's nothing bad or wrong about Difficult World or the design for disharmony. It's just simply not where you're designed to thrive. It's not where you will find joy and fulfillment. So if you want to experience joy and fulfillment, you'll create in Easy World. And what that is, what that looks like is being in alignment with your spirit, being receptive to your spirit's loving voice and tuning out the ego's fearful voice. So that is kind of how the my understanding of Easy World bridges my earlier understandings about the law of attraction.
Well, I love the way you said that so beautifully, and I know that my listeners will be able to take exactly what you said and get a clearer understanding of the law of attraction and really being clear about what they desire in their own lives and just aligning themselves with God or Spirit so that it can be easily manifested in their life. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm Constance Arnold, and I'm interviewing author Julia Hambrick, and she is sharing with us about how to choose to live in an amazing realm where everything is easy. And like I said, Julia, it sounds like it's too good to be true, but I really think that that's the way God created us, without struggle. So one of the main questions that I get all of the time, Julia, is how can I attract my soulmate? So in Easy World, do you have any interesting stories that you can share with our listeners, possibly your own, about how to easily attract your mate in Easy World?
You know I do, Constance. Yes. Yeah, actually, back when I created or attracted or whatever you want to call it, my soulmate, I did not know the terminology Easy World, but as, like with the other that I was talking about, I did understand that the key to the whole thing was aligning with spirit and then allowing my desires to be manifested without struggle. So I wanted a mate, and I had been single for years and years and years. I think it was about 8 years without a date at that point. I had been married earlier in life, and
eight
years without a date. And Constance, I want to tell you, I was at the peak of my physical attractiveness too. It seems sort of like a waste, but I hadn't had a date. I was living in a small town. I was actually working in a larger town, but I still didn't run across any men that I was interested in. And it really doesn't matter if you're living in a tiny town or if you're living in New York City. If you're putting off those stay away vibes, keep away from me vibes, it doesn't matter how many men, you will not connect, or women, whichever the case may be. And that was what was going on with me, because while I would make all these lists of the qualities of a person that I wanted it to be a partner, I would still feel just a tiny, tiny bit of relief that I wasn't meeting anybody, because I was afraid of having that the heartbreak and relationship struggle and stuff that I'd had in prior relationships, and I had sworn that I was not going to get in a relationship until I had so perfected myself that there wasn't a chance that would happen again. Yeah.
So there was fear, and there was not a vibrational match going on with you.
Exactly. I had fear. Thank you for putting it that way. That's a great way to look at it. Yes, my vibration was wanting and fear. And those two are not going to draw to you anything much that's in alignment with the harmony, the design for harmony. So I really just kind of kept on living my life and telling myself I was fine without a man and on. But one day I felt the winds of change blow, and this time I really felt them blow. Like they were really blowing out in the real world. I felt the wind blowing, and I went, ooh, something's getting ready to change, and it's really big. Well, I was in a big discount store and doing another errand, and I happened to walk by their book department, and I don't know if any of you are like this, but it's like the electromagnet turns on and sucks me in. And so I'm looking at the books, and there was a book by Kenny Loggins called The Unimaginable Life. He had written it with his then wife, and it was about conscious relationship. And I picked that book up and took it home and immediately devoured the whole book. Kind of an intense book, too. And I realized after I got done with it that relationship is a spiritual path, and that I'm never going to perfect myself enough to have a relationship in which I will not get hurt or feel pain or frustration or angst, that my next step was to be in an intimate relationship with a man in a partnership, and that would evolve me. And it wasn't that I was to evolve first, that I was to evolve through that. So I said to the universe, okay, I'm ready. And I want you to know, I went and got online, because there was a little blurb in the cover of the book that said there was an online forum for people who wanted to discuss the principles of the book. So I went to the Kenny Loggins website, to the forum, and there I met this guy named Rick, and he was involved with somebody at the time, and how I got involved with him wasn't through any kind of looking to him to supply anything, except for that he was offering a videotape. Without going into the whole story, I said, oh, I want a copy of the videotape. So we began to exchange emails about, okay, send me $5, okay, where do I send the $5, all that stuff back and forth. And within very short order, we decided there was a nice connection there. But still, we were just friends. But after a few weeks, it became very clear that there was something greater going on than just a friendship. And within a couple of months, he had broken it off with his girlfriend then, his then girlfriend. And we had gotten together, and I moved from North Carolina out to Denver to be with him. And just a little more, maybe a year and a half later, we got married, and we're celebrating our 11th anniversary this month. And that was fast. I had the receipt from buying the book. I had the email, the timestamps on the emails that were exchanged, and I met him less than 24 hours after I said, yes, I'm willing. Now,
well,
that's easy.
That is easy, and I think for my listeners, and I have a couple of people in the chat room said that they desire to obtain prosperity in marriage, and I think that Julia had just shared certain principles where she made a decision, she spoke the creative words that I'm ready, and she aligned her feelings and her vibrations on the same level so that she could attract the man of her dreams. And like you, I think that that can come to my listeners easily and effortlessly utilizing the steps that Julia had shared with us. So, Julia, what about, okay, that sounds really great about relationships, but what about weight or ideal health? I'm sure you have a story on that one also. I know a little bit about this woman, listener. So, you know, so many people are concerned about losing weight and feeling attractive and really operating at an optimum health level. What can you share with our listeners about how they can easily lose weight?
Okay, I can tell you about that, but first I want to make one little quick statement about the other. People say to me, I want a relationship. I want a relationship. And I say, if you really, truly, fully, 100% wanted one, you'd have one. So you've got to line it up. You've got to get clear. If you have fear, then you need to turn that fear over to your spirit and ask your spirit to heal the fear, to dispel the fear. And understanding Easy World will help you release the fear, because you know that in Easy World, anything can be handled easily. Any problem can be easily solved, and so on. So that's just a little, you know, a thing to understand, that if you say you want something and you don't have it yet, it means you're not truly 100% ready. Okay? All right. And
what do you feel about the word want?
Okay, good. You know, I've got an opinion about that too.
Want means to be in poverty. And so when you say want, that's such a powerful word.
It is. It affirms that you still are not, that you don't have something. In Easy World, you've already got everything. It's already yours in Easy World. You just have to show up there to claim it. That's the tricky part when you have a difficult world orientation. And now, what I say that want is a hole that the difficult world dictator, who is the creator and sustainer of difficult world, has created to suck you into and suck your energy into. I like to use the word desire to connote that which is implanted in you by your spirit, because to me, a desire is just simply notification from your spirit that something you'd love to have is ready to be claimed, is ready to be picked up in Easy World. But a want is something that you're saying that you don't have, and in some cases, I know with me, when I'm feeling want, that it feels like I can't have it, and somebody's keeping it from me. And the only person keeping anything from you is your fearful ego. Okay, so we go to the weight loss issue?
Yes.
Okay. My wonderful soulmate and I became food codependent. I'm an excellent cook and excellent eater, and he's an excellent eater and a wonderful assistant to the cook, and so we tended to, let's say, put all of our frustrations and stuff into eating, and we ate ourselves to fatness, and I, in particular, had some very serious health problems that the fatness was aggravating. Long story short, I have knee problems from a combination of rheumatoid arthritis and some osteoarthritis, and it got to the point where I could barely walk. Well, that got my attention, and the arthritis medication I'd been on for 10 years, because I was, like I said, food codependent and didn't really feel willing to do that which I knew in my gut I needed to do to get healthy food-wise, I went ahead and did this medication. Well, after 10 years, it stopped working. And so I was at the rheumatologist with him saying, well, here's what you need to do, which was basically go on an even more powerful medication, more, not just one, but a combination. And if you would read about them and do any research about them, they scare you to death. Well, that was it. I finally came to consciousness. I finally snapped out of it and went, wait a minute. This, I am living in a difficult world with all this. This is not for me. This is not my path. I need to come into integrity and live what I know. I need to live the truth that I know. And there's a real good, easy world clue. If you are not living in integrity with the truth that you know, you're going to be in a difficult world because you're going to feel guilty. You're going to feel bad about it, even if you won't let yourself think of it consciously.
Right.
In the background is that I know I'm undermining myself thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. That's a powerful principle. So we really need to be in integrity with our own selves.
Yes, and to be willing to listen to our spirit and not the fear voices, not the voice of the doctor who says, well, you know, you're not going to be able to walk or get around if you don't take this particular medicine. Now, please do not hear me giving you medical advice.
Absolutely.
Because if you're in alignment with your spirit and your spirit is guiding you to listen to that doctor, you better listen to that doctor because that's what's in integrity for you. In my case, in this situation, what the doctor had to offer did not agree with what my inner knowing was. And so I just said, you know, I need to look elsewhere. And what I ended up doing was I had a wonderful story. I said, okay, first I surrendered to my spirit. And surrender is not an activity for losers. Surrender is an activity to empower yourself in the truest meaning of power. And when you surrender and say, okay, spirit, you know, I have been running this show and I'm driving this car off into the ditch, as Dr. Phil would say.
Right.
I have run off in the ditch and I think that somebody else needs to drive. Somebody fully sober needs to drive. I'm obviously out of it, so please drive. Turn it over to spirit and say, I'll do anything you say to do. Whatever it is, I'm willing to do it. And you can say that with complete confidence because if you recall, your spirit's desire and easy world's desire for you is your total well-being and joy. So when you turn it over to your spirit, don't think, oh, it's going to be horrible. I'm going to have to do this horrible, terrible, scary, awful thing. No, you trust that your spirit's going to guide you gently, gradually, naturally, and easily. So I surrendered to spirit and said, I'll do whatever you say to do. Well, I just actually walking down the hall one day in the house, and I got this message in my head that said, go Google Knee Specialist Denver. So that's what I did. I went to the computer to Google and Googled Knee Specialist Denver. And this procedure was the first result, and I was reading about it. And it was interesting to me because the only two places they do it or did at the time, that was last fall, was in Los Angeles and in Denver, Colorado. It happens to be about a 15-minute trip from my house to where they do it in Denver, Colorado. I went and had this done. And, yes, this was allopathic. This was something done by board-certified surgeons, et cetera. So it's not that I'm against conventional medicine. I'm just against doing things that are causing you to live out of integrity with what you knew. And this seemed like this would work. So I went and had this procedures done, became able to walk again, and even more germane to the maybe to the weight loss issue was during this time, Spirit also guided me to look up something on the internet where I found a clinic in Spain that offered fasting that was similar to a clinic I had been to in Europe many, many years ago. And this clinic just seemed to be the perfect place for me. It just felt right. When I first saw their website, I just had a chill, and I just started crying, and I knew that was where I needed to go. So I was guided to go there to fast, and I fasted for 17 days plus the entry into the fast and the exit from the fast were, you know, several days.
Right, right.
And I went there, which was a great kickstart because it gave me a clean slate. It unaddicted me to certain things, you know, that had been in my diet and allowed me to start fresh. And the cool thing, talking about Easy World supplying what you need, when you surrender to your spirit and let Easy World and your Easy World guide, your spirit, lead you, they take care of everything. And I'm not kidding when I say everything. I did not know where the money was coming from for this. Really was not in the budget. And this was not a cheap place. This is a very high-level place for rich folks to go. And I thought, I'm not, you know, going to be turned away just because I don't know where the money's coming from. I'm going to just trust that my spirit will come up with the money. And would you believe that, within 48 hours, some family stock that I had been bequeathed that was in the pharmaceutical realm, which I'd been wanting to divest from and get out of. In fact, the pharmaceutical company that the stock was in was the same pharmaceutical company that had made the medicine I'd been on for 10 years and was getting off of. That company had been bought out by Pfizer. Pfizer's stock was worth less per share than the stock that I had was per share. So instead of paying it all out in stock or giving a stock swapping, they paid out the difference in cash. Suddenly, I had enough money to go to the clinic in Spain and then some just dumped into the brokerage account like magic.
That is so powerful, and I just want to share with our listeners. Really what she did was she surrendered, and after you surrender whatever your issue, concerns, or problems are, then she got leadings or intuition from the spirit to make a phone call. And then she had to really trust that entire process. And then after that, the money came. And, you know, a related story to that, Julia, in my own life, spirit led me to be more integrity with my own body because I've always been a runner, exercising, juicing, etc., but I was eating too many sweets. And
uh-huh.
So I got a little hunch, a little nudge saying, Constance, you need to stop that. And I'm like, this is going to have to be a real miracle from God. You're going to have to really help me. But I surrendered. I sort of put it on the altar because I knew that it was for my highest good. I knew that I was eating for two, for myself and for my purpose and my destiny. And so I just sort of laid it on the altar. I said, God, help me. And every day I just trusted God to really empower me and to help me. And, Julia, I can truly say that I have no desire for sweets. Now, that may not mean that I may not ever take a small bite of something sweet. I may, and I know this was just discipline for me, but I had to go through all of the steps that you did. I surrendered, and then intuition came to me. I'm trusting God, and now I don't have a desire for it. And like you, I can see that truly it was for my highest good, and now it is really easy and effortless for me.
Isn't it? It's awesome. It's so.
Yeah.
It's just so different than what we're trained to think.
Well, you know, we have about 5 minutes left. What would you like to share?
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
How did this go by so fast?
So what would you like, in summary, what would you like to share with our listeners? And I see we have a lot of people listening tonight and in the chat room. So how can they begin to support or implement Easy Life into their everyday lives?
Well, first, it sounds so obvious, but first you need to notice when you're in difficult world. Realize that difficult world is not your only option. You know, we get so embroiled in it and so ensconced in it that it becomes that we can't see the forest for the trees and we think that it's our only choice. But begin whenever you think of it to choose Easy World. And this reminds me, I hope everybody will go to my website, iliveineasyworld.com, and click on the freebies page. There's a link to it on the left side menu. And click on freebies, and you will see that there are so many free posters, little business card type things. They're all kind of like a screensaver and so on, a wallpaper for your desktop to remind you to stay in Easy World, to choose Easy World. Because when you're first starting to let Easy World into your life, you forget about it. Because when you're in Difficult World and you're listening to all the Difficult World dictator messages like, oh, you don't have enough money, and oh, you've got too much to do and not enough time to do it, and oh, you know, your child is doing bad things, and all, you know, your focus is on all the things that are going wrong, it's hard to remember to choose Easy World at first sometimes. So if you have like a poster that you print out and put up, or just, you know, scribble it on a piece of paper and stick it up there, I choose to live in Easy World where everything is easy, it helps you to begin to orient to the fact that no, Difficult World is not my only option. There is another realm that was set up to support my total well-being. And then remember to choose it and to do the Easy World actions of breathing, relaxing, allowing, and enjoying, and then watch the magic unfold. So let me give you the website again. It's iliveineasyworld.com. And go there, click on the freebies icon thing in the left side menu, and you will come to a page that will show you all of these things that you can download for free. And it's really, people love those posters and things. I get all kind of comments from people saying that, you know, they have a poster in their car, or they have a little reminder here or a little reminder there, and that really made a difference. So that's a great way to start. The other thing is my book, Choosing Easy World, will be out August 3rd is the launch date for the book. And you can pre-order the book. As of June 1st, I will be offering bonuses for people who pre-order. So if you do pre-order it, save your email receipt so that you can send it in to me and collect your bonus. But those are the ways, you know, you just got to get yourself thinking Easy World. And people love, you know, Easy World, we are created to thrive in Easy World. So it's not a foreign concept.
It is. And, you know, and Julia, I know that you gave out your website. Is there any other information you would like to share, how our listeners can contact you? Are you available for speaking? Do you do seminars, et cetera?
Yes, all the above. And you can contact me through the website. There's a contact button on there, too. Just click on Contact Us, and there's a little email form. I just don't like to put my email online because of spam, but if you fill in the little form to email me with a comment or a question or whatever, that comes into my personal email box. So it's just like as if you sent me an email normally. So that's that. And and I do what I call attunements, which are one-on-one consultations, and what an attunement looks like is unpredictable because it depends on what it is that your spirit is guiding you to and what my spirit is saying that needs to happen, and in conjunction we create an evolutionary experience for you and sort of an energy healing experience. So that's also available, and you'll see that on the website also. I'm not even looking at it, but it's easy to tell what it is.
Well,
yeah.
I cannot believe that it's already been 55 minutes, and Julia, you were a fantastic guest. You shared such powerful information, and thank you so much for sharing your personal experiences. And I know that when Easy World comes out, that it's just going to be a bestseller. Thank you for sending it to me in advance to read it, and for all of my listeners all over the world, it's a great read. It's an easy read. Choosing Easy World, a guide to opting out of struggle and strife and living in the amazing realm where everything is easy. Julia, I just want to thank you personally. I want to thank you for really surrendering to God or the divine and really allowing yourself to be used to write this great book, and I believe to really begin to change the lives of people all over the world.
Oh, thank you, Constance. I appreciate that so much. I love it when somebody recognizes not me, but the power of Easy World. And you've been an awesome host. Your questions have been great, and
have
loved being with you today.
Well, thank you. And you and I will talk again.
Yes, we will. I have no doubt about that.
Okay, thank you, Julia. Wasn't that just such a great interview tonight? And like I always say, what I want you to do is I want you to listen to it, download it again and again, and really let it get into your spirit and take a look and see what steps can you begin to take. You know, Jack Canfield said that you need to really take 5 inspired action steps on a daily basis. What steps can you begin to take on a daily basis so that you can begin to live an easy world? Well, I have about 4 minutes left, and I'm going to share with you because I'm getting so many emails about my services, and I don't talk about them enough. And so somebody said, Constance, will you please take the time to share with us about your coaching services? And so I'm just going to share with you, as many of you all know, that I've been a coach for 20 years. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, and I've coached probably over 10,000 people. And so so many of my emails from you are saying that you are ready for a change, you're tired of being stuck, you are tired of making the same choices over and over again, you desire more money, and you desire to live an abundant life, and certainly God has put that desire on the inside of you. And I've just had some amazing results with some of my clients. And just like Julia said, I have a customized program. When you come to me, I don't have a generic program. I really diagnose you kind of like a doctor. Then we determine the roadmap to your success. And so just recently, some of the successes that some of my clients have had have been, many have started new businesses, profitable businesses, I should say. Many have lost weight. They've attracted the love in their lives. They have learned how to really clarify what their goals and intentions are, because you know that clarity is the number one step to success. But I think the main one is they have learned to identify and eliminate limiting beliefs or self-sabotaging beliefs. And at the end of that, I partner with you to begin to develop strategies and projects that move you toward your goal. As most of you know, I was a strategist for years, teaching people on how to make $100,000 a year in their business. So I have several packages. The premium package is that you coach with me for 1 year, and I will be working with you with a proven success system that will really produce phenomenal results. And I tell people, I really guarantee my work. I guarantee that if you were coached with me within 1 year, you would not recognize yourself. With that 1 year package, I throw in 6 extra bonuses so that you can really get the help that you need. That's complimentary from me to you. And also, you have unlimited emails and phone calls with me. Other packages include coach with me for half of a year, relationship coaching, et cetera. So go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and just take a look at some of the great products that I have designed with you in mind. You know, with me, God really told me to design affordable, reasonable, and really products that can really be utilized in your life on a daily basis. So go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com and just take a look at my website. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Remember that God is on your side, goodness is on your side, that goodness and mercy is going to follow you this week, that abundance and wealth will manifest quickly in your life, that favor is going to go before you this week, that you are deeply loved, that you are highly favored and extremely blessed. So be sure to tune in again the same time next week for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. for my great listeners on the West Coast. Have a great week, and God bless you.